Saturday morning, the morning of the De Bordoli Wines Golden Rose, and there's a little bit of cloud, but there's the majority of blue sky out here. Certainly nowhere near the warmth of yesterday. It's going to be around 19, 20 degrees. Members gates open at 10:45 and the general public at 11, and it'll be a nice day to watch some star three-year-olds clash in the big feature. The wind doesn't appear to be anywhere near what they predicted yesterday. It's only going to be light southeasterly, so just keep an eye on that. But it's certainly nowhere they were thinking 30k knots yesterday. And Paul Joyce has done all the form. Hello, Paul.
True, and you're right. It's a beautiful morning here in Sydney as we head into a meeting that, you know, these are the sort of meetings we wait all year for, aren't they? We want good tracks. We've got that. We've got Group 1 racing, and the form lines have been up for a while. So it really is one of those days where it's exciting for any punter.
And Andrew Hurley's with us as well from Tab to go through the markets. Morning, Hurls.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew and Joycey. Yeah, what a cracking day of racing we have got coming up. And to what punters have been up and about, I can assure you that we'll go through all the markets. Starting with this first race, Humboldt Current is your favourite. $3.20 into $3. Rapido Shaparo, $4.20, no change. $4.80 to $5. Dr. Drill. Costello, $4.60 to $5. A little bit of a nibble for number four, Master Shahood, $16 into $12.
Look at the speed in this race. It looks as though it'll come from Rapido Shaparo, who will want the front from that inside gate. Dr. Drill, he'll be right there with him. Lord Godotta not far away. And Humboldt Current likely to slide forward from the wide gate, a bit similar to last start. I've gone 5, 9, 1, and 7 to get started. I like Rapido Shaparo here at the price. He bolted in last start at Canterbury. The horse that ran third, Kelvin Side, has since come out and run really well since. And his second prior to that at Warwick Farm behind Strike Rock was good, considering Almahiri came third and Almahiri won during the week as well. But just the way the race maps, I think Rapido Shaparo should be left alone in front to some degree. And under that scenario, I think Adam Hieronymus will click him up from about the 800 and play the old catch me if you can. Number 9, Humboldt Current. He'll be one of the horses doing the chasing because he's only got 53 kilos. So I don't think they'll be too scared to send him forward and get chasing as early as possible to try and catch this leader. Number 1, Dr. Drill. Well, he's got to carry 59.5 after the claim, but he's very tough. He's never been to Rose Hill before, but he's been to Randwick and he's won well there. So I think he'll be very competitive. And the 7, Lady Curve, I think she's the smoky for me. She's a Group 1 place getter. That was in the Queensland Oaks. So if they happen to get a bit too trigger happy up on speed, then I think Lady Curve could be that swooper late with no weight. So I'll go 5, 9, 1 and 7 in the first.
Righto. This week's Tab Highway is the second race here. It's a Class 2 over the 1,500 metres. And, gee, Lolita Gold's got a few mention from all of our guys this morning. What's happening with its price?
Yeah, I can't go anywhere without getting a tip for it. It is now at a price of $8.50, so it's still holding up nicely. Just those scratchings there, Andrew. Gunga Din, 10x10, the deduction, and Chabrol, 3x4. All right, so $5.50. Moss the Boss is the favourite in from $7. Today, Harbouring $7 into $6. Storm Attack $7 to $6.50, $7.50 to $8. Who Shout, Lolita Gold opened up at $8.50 this morning, got to $9 momentarily, back to $8.50, $10 into $9. Jumper Leads, and then away from that, you've got Vertex, only other runner in single figures, $8.50 to $9.
Yeah, there's not much speed on paper for a highway, which is unusual. Jumper Leads will come across, Moss the Boss will kick up from the inside, and they look like they'll control the speed to some degree. Lolita Gold, she was slow out in her trial, but that was only over 800 metres. She could be a lot closer to the action if she jumps with them. Harbouring came from a long way back last start, but again, he's up in trip, so he could settle closer off a good draw. And Storm Attack was handy last start, so he probably rolls forward and settles in that first three or four. But a lot of back markers, so just some of that pressure may come out of this race. I'm a Lolita Gold fan as well, 3, 5, 6, and 2. I know, speaking to a couple of guys in at Sky during the week, they were all pretty keen on her. And I think we're all going off mainly the trial at Goulburn. It was a lovely trial over 800 metres. She was last on the turn and cruised up into second place under her own steam. She's obviously had some bone chips removed during her spell. And the last time we saw her was in a very strong Group 3, the Kembla Grange Classic, which was won by Pahuta Kawa, frankly awesome second, Scarlet Dream third. So when you're looking at that sort of form, even though she was soundly beaten, it just stands out above all of this country benchmark 60 Class 2 sort of form we have coming into this race. So I throw that in with a good trial and you end up coming out with her on top. So I'm happy with the $8.50, $3 a place. I think it's a good each-way play for this week's highway. The five harbouring for Odd Northam, I think he's a big danger. He really rocketed home first up to win over 1,300, so the extra furlong will suit him. The six Storm Attack was just nosed out behind Harmes last start here over in a Class 3 highway, so he looks well-placed back to a Class 2. And number two, Moss the Boss, I think inside gate, one of the few on-pace runners, consistent form. He sort of picks himself if you're playing the trifectas or first fours. So I'll go 3, 5, 6, 2.
3, 5, 6, and 2 for Joycey in race two. Race three, the first of our stakes races, Paul, and you'll have a good day with Darren Flindell today as we get into this Everest Racing Carnival. You'll be on air from races three right through to eight with immediate analysis on all these feature races.
Yeah, I love doing this part of the gig, Andrew, and we'll be poised in front of the TV. We'll be seeing if there's any interference, what happened to the favourites, should you hold your tickets if you've run second, all of that stuff straight after they hit the line. So if you're listening to the races and not watching them, I'll be trying to keep you up to date with everything that just happened.
Even have the radio on because we give you a lot of extra info along the day. So what are the prices in the Schweppes Heritage here, Hurls?
All right, Cosmic Force is the favourite. 310 into 270 this morning. Bellevue Hill, 440 to 420. Accession, 550 to 8. The Odyssey comes out. If you like the dual acceptor rule, it's staying at home and running around in race four at Doomben this afternoon. Catch Me, 850 to 9. Pandemic, 350 to 370, makes its second favourite. 13 to 16, Standout. Dirty Work, 21 to 23, 51 for Zedwood. So top of the market there, Cosmic Force, and also number six, a Pandemic.
Really interesting speed map here. I think Bellevue Hill will be mapped to press forward and lead off the wide gate. I think that's the one thing we know. Couple of other on paces, perhaps Dirty Work, perhaps Deadwood. They've drawn barriers one and two, so they'll probably kick up. And what does James McDonald do on Cosmic Force? That's the big query. His trials, he's been ridden a touch quietly just to get him to settle and find the line. But today, with Bellevue Hill drawn one gate underneath him, perhaps he just cruises across and sits outside Bellevue Hill, which I wouldn't be too disappointed wherever he settles because I think he'll just beat these anyway. 1, 5, 3, and 2 are my numbers. He's trialling like a different horse this time in Cosmic Force, and he was a good horse last time, and he was favourite for Golden Slipper. He won the Pago by 7, albeit on a heavy 10 track, and he split Microphone and Castelvecchio on a good track in the Skyline Stakes. So that debuffs any of these wet track-only rumours that have been floating around about him, and his recent trial was on a good 4 track behind Bellevue Hill, and he ate up the ground late in that trial. So I'm just going to leave it in the capable hands of James McDonald, lock in that $2.70 and sit back and enjoy the race. Number five, the Danger Catch Me, the stablemate. She took on the older horses last start. She was very good, only beaten a length. God of Thunder ran third in that race. Of course, he was outstanding last night at the Valley. Number three, Accession, first up off a break. His trials haven't shown us enough to back him, but you certainly wouldn't be putting the pen through him with the form he had last prep. And number two, Bellevue Hill, he will give you a great sight out in front, but just off that last trial with Cosmic Force, you'd like to think Cosmic Force would get the better of him late. So I'm going to go 1, 5, 3, and 2.
Righto, the Shannon Stakes is race four at 2:15, and Hurls, we should emphasise too, those bonus bet offers today. If you're in a venue, then you get every race.
Oh, it's an even better excuse to get down to the pub, isn't it, for the afternoon? Yep, that's exactly the case. Just switch on in-venue mode on your Tab app. It stands out like a beacon, so you can't miss it. And, yeah, if your horse runs second or third, bonus bet back up to $50. And with the Shannon Stakes, only a smallish field, you probably have an even better chance. Gem Song, the favourite, 230 to 220. Just looking at the hold on the race, odds around about 7 times more than any other runner, including the second favourite, Conti Patiro. It's 4 to 440, 550 to 6 for Advantage. Noir won this race last year, 6 to 650, 14 into 10 for Mr. Seawolf. Tom Melbourne, $11 out to 12, 270 for a place on the fixed. Volpe Veloce at 18 to 26 and 51 for Abdon.
Yeah, speed here. It's interesting because Avantage, the instructions there or the information given to stewards, perhaps ridden touch more quietly today. Tom Melbourne perhaps left in front, which would be an unusual scenario for him. Conti Patiro tends to like to take the trail, so I can't imagine she'll lead. So then you're left trying to find a leader, and I can't really find another one apart from Tom Melbourne. And look, I think Brenton Abdullah on the favourite, Gem Song, with such an obvious lack of pace in this race, probably just rolls forward somewhere and takes up a spot. I'm going 3.75.1. I think off his first up run, you have to back Jem Song. No surprise, there's seven times more money on him than anything else. He attacked the line behind Arcadia Queen and Trope. Arcadia Queen, you know, she'd be odds on in this field, and Trope would probably be even money. So you're getting slightly better odds, Jem Song, and he was hitting the line better than both of those gallopers. That was first up. He's second up now, where he tends to really fire, and he loves good tracks. He loves Rose Hill. So there's just a lot to like about him here. Number seven, Conti Patiro. Yes, she's been very unlucky in the Cameron. She didn't get a lot of room either in the Show County, so she's due for a change of luck. But even when she gets that change of luck, she's going to have to be good enough to beat a horse like Jem Song, and I'm just not sure she's up to that level. Number five, Noir. Yes, she won this last year, Hurls, and she's only gone up a kilo and a half 12 months later. But she was very good in the Scirocco, so she's probably a knockout hope. And number one, Mr. Seawolf, even though he's better on soft tracks, he certainly handles good tracks, and he does love the 1500 here at Rose Hill. So no surprise he's been specced at those longer odds. 3, 7, 5, and 1 for me.
And we're previewing Rose Hill today. This time tomorrow between 10 and 10.30, you'll get your New South Wales previews. And, of course, it's a big day out at Bathurst. Gold Cup Day tomorrow. Wishing the club all the very best. So you'll get all those previews between 10 and 10.30 tomorrow. The Tab Golden Pendant, another small but, well, interesting race here with Enticing Star, who's got a slot in the Everest.
Yep, 260 to 240 this morning. Champagne Cuddles, 440 to 420, back to 440. Invincibella, 550 to 6. Mizzy, 6 to 650. Getting a good price every time it runs around for Mizzy. Dyslexic, a horror show last start, 7 to 650, back to 7. Fundamental is $10, no change. And Pretty in Pink, $23. Good race.
Yeah, it is a good race, Earl. Speed-wise, look, I think Mizzy will cross and try and lead. Champagne Cuddle's probably happy to take a sit going to the 1400. Fundamentalist, she could get involved in a speed battle up front from a soft draw. And Dyslexic from Barrier 1 probably tries to lob into a box seat sort of position here. I've gone 5-1-7-4. I'm with Enticing Star. I think there'll just be a little, just enough pressure up front to sort of bring the back markers into it. And under that scenario, I think Class will get her home. Her trials have been outstanding. Obviously, her West Australian form's very hard to fault. And under the care of Chris Waller, you've got to assume here on 54 kilos that her turn of foot will just prove superior. And, you know, she's the only horse in this field that you would entertain competing in the Tab Everest. So she should be beating them today with the lightweight. Number one, Invincibella. She's just got to give the stablemate 4 kilos, and I think that's what's going to beat her. She should have won this race last year. She finished fourth. She was a certainty beaten, so she'll go close. The seven, Dyslexic, yes, horror show last start, Earls. And because of that, I think you can see her turning the tables on the Mizzies and the Champagne Cuddles here, because she should have beaten them last start. And number four, Pretty in Pink, well, she didn't have much luck in the Scirocco either. So I think at $23, I'll be throwing her into my Quinellas and Trifectas, because I think she's the one that really will improve sharply. 5, 1, 7, and 4 for me, and that's it.
Race 6, the JRA Colin Stephen. The scratchings here are 3, 5, and Scarlet Dream, number 8, being saved for the Metrop next week. And the winner of this race can get an automatic start into the Metropolitan.
And De Beer is the favourite, 215, 350 to 340 for Gayatri. Stampede, it's on the quick backup after being very gallant last week. 440 to 460. Master of Arts for Richard Freeman as 14 into 11. 12 to 13, Mrs. Madrid. Destiny's Kiss into 21 from 26 today. Morris, 23 to 26. Blue Breeze, 26. And 61 outsider is Curata Prince. De Beer, 215. Pretty short.
Yeah, short hurls, but I think with the scratching now, he maps so well here. Stampede will cross and lead, and De Beer will just get right on his hammer with the 53 kilos, and Robbie Dolan will just be trying to hit the front at the right time. In saying that, I think the stablemate's a better bet, number 9, Gayatri. I've gone 9, 10, 2 and 1. I just can't see why De Beer is that much shorter than Gayatri, considering Gayatri went past him over this track and distance last start. There's only a kilo and a half swing in the weights, De Beer's favour, and there was almost a length and a half margin on the line. So on weights and measures, you'd almost have them splitting the line together here. But I just think Gayatri's still on the up this campaign. And with Tommy Berry to ride again, same track distance, no weight, I'm happy to stick with Gayatri to roll the stablemate again. De Beer, obviously racing really well, holding his form. He's lightly raced, so you could argue he's got a little bit more upside. And he'll run well again, you would think. Away from those two, I think Destiny's Kiss could sneak into the money here at the big odds. She just loves 2400. He's the 2400-metre horse in this field. And he races really well at Rose Hill in particular over this trip. And the one Stampede, a couple of queries. He's never placed at Rose Hill, and he's never raced over 2400, and he's got the 59. So there's just a couple of negatives there. But I think Waller's two will fight it out, 9, 10, 2, 1.
And if you think that they can, and off Charlie Duckworth this morning that they definitely run in the Metrop next week, De Beers currently at $15 in the Metrop, and Paul Gayatri is currently $26.
Yeah, well, that's it. I think if she can win this today at 3:40, obviously she's straight in there to the Metrop, and you'd be looking pretty good with $26 because she won't go around that price if she wins, and obviously De Beer won't go around at that price if he wins. So, yeah, if you like either of those two, you could certainly throw something small on them in the Metrop.
The big one of the day, the seventh race, the De Bordeley Wines Golden Rose, a strong group of three-year-olds clashing on a good four-rated track.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better, does it, Andrew? Bivouac is the favourite, 250 to 260, back to 250. Now, there was a bet of, we had two bets of 4,500 on it at 250 this morning and another 2,500 at 250. That being said, exceedance, very popular today. Into $4 after being as much as $5 when markets opened this morning. Yes, 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 550 to 6. Yayo Dash, 6 to 7. Now, Castle Vecchio, it's actually holding third most amount of money in the race, a bet of $1,000 at $9 taken around about 30 seconds ago. It's $9.50 into $9, been pretty popular. Kubrick, 13 to 14. Dawn Passage, 34 out from 26, and 34 to 41 in what is a cracking race.
Sure is, Hurls, and obviously the speed map has been very well discussed. You've got Yayo Dash, the likely leader, Bivouac, trying just to relax outside Yayo Dash or basically ride on his hammer. Huey Bowman are doing his best to get this colt to relax. Obviously, the blinkers remain off after they came off coming into the run to the Rose, and it worked so well. Yes, 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 probably a bit closer to them today off Barrier 2. And Dawn Passage, I imagine, with those blinkers coming off, I imagine he doesn't get up there and put too much pressure on Yayo Dash. So he'll probably settle back 4th, 5th, which was where he used to settle when he was in his best form. So I think that's how they settle, and then you've got the back markers. I'm going 5-4-2-8. Going against the speed map here and tipping 5 exceedance. The map isn't perfect for him. Tricky gate, he's generally half a length slow out, but just the sectionals he can reel off here, and this is a $1 million race. It is a Group 1. You just can't imagine they're going to go too slow for too long, and as long as there's some pressure in the race that'll bring those back markers into it, I think his final splits can get him home. And I've been with him from day dot, and I'm not going to jump off now just because of a slightly tricky speed map. So the 5 exceedance for me in the Golden Rose to beat the 4. Yes, yes, yes. Lovely's returning the run to the Rose. He'll fit a second up. Looks to get a gun run here for Nashua Willa. The 2 Bivouac, huge winning chance. Thought he was sort of skinny enough at the 230 that he was betting sort of yesterday. Now back out to 250. So he's sort of around that tempting price if you like him because he does map so well. And number 8, Yayo Dash. I can just see him running a huge race here, this horse, undefeated, still his first prep. It would be an amazing effort if he could win it. But he's just one of those horses. He'll get out in front here, rip along from the 600, and you'll get a great run for your money at $7. So I'm going 5-4-2-8 in the Golden Rose.
The race at 4:05, the De Bordeley Wines Golden Rose. To race 8, the Gloaming. Stewards note here this morning, guys, on way back when from the Waller stable, to be ridden more forward to either lead or be on pace. So that's way back when in this race to either lead or be right on pace. What's happening in the market?
Yeah, it's just 20 cents separating the top three in the market here. So it's going to be interesting who goes to the post as the favourite. Shadow Hero, 3:40 is your favourite in from 3:50. 3:30 to 3:50, Just Thinking. Quick Thinker, 3:90 to 3:60. We then go to Subedar at $6.50. Rhaegar is a $18 chance. $18 also for Fasano. War Baron at $23. Nothing else really given a chance in the race. Now, as I said, only 20 cents separating these top three in the market. But in terms of dollars held, it's Shadow Hero in front of Quick Thinker and then Just Thinking.
Well, that announcement from the stewards and the Wallace stable, probably the most important announcement of the morning, Andrew. So very glad that you put that one out there, because this race just changes shape totally with that announcement. Because just thinking, the early favourite, he was going to get a picnic in front. Now he won't. Way Back When's drawn out wide. He's going to be ridden with the intention perhaps to lead. And that'll put a bit more pressure on Just Thinkin'. And the only other on-pace runners on paper look to be Lucky Imperator and to a lesser degree Subedar. So important, that announcement. Now, my tips, 2, 1, 4, 3. Well, I was the first one giggling and reaching for the Tab app to put more money on Shadow Hero, because he needed this. He needed some speed on. He's a back marker. He's probably looking for further than 1,800. He rocketed home in the Dulcify over 1,500. And he's come up with a lovely gate today. So Josh Parkins tell him a little bit closer to the action. Obviously fit a second up, and I was going to back him to beat Just Thinkin' anyway, but now I'm even more confident. Just Thinkin' obviously has enjoyed a couple of soft leads to win his last two starts. He probably won't get that today, but he does look like he'll relish 1,800. He's very tough. He's loaded with class. And look, he could still fend off Way Back When and win this race. And there's no guarantee that Way Back When will have the speed to get up there anyway. They're only instructions. They don't always work out that way. Number 4, Quick Thinker, coming through a heavy track win in the Ming Dynasty. I think it's inferior form, but he's obviously a very promising colt. And number 3, Subedar, still in his first campaign. So I think it's a big ask to hit the Gloaming Stakes at his 5th career start, first prep. But he certainly has the Dulcify Stakes form behind him. 2 on top from 1, 4 and 3.
We get to the last, the Sydney's West Handicap here, the Scratchings 9 and 12.
Yeah, good race to finish the card. Amangiri, 380 into 360 makes it favourite. Support for Juventus this morning, 650 to 550. Baller goes the other way, $5 to 650. Rainier, 650, no change. 650, got the 750 back to 650 for Irukandji. You Make Me Smile, $12, no change. We then go to Thy Kingdom Come, 10 to 12, 14 to 13, Murillo. $18 for Turnberry. It's in from 19 and 21 to 19 for Mishareb. Interesting race in terms of the market. 360 at the moment at Mangiri, but wouldn't be surprised if there's a few movers and shakers in the last.
Yeah, I agree, Hurls. A good race to close out the quarter in the Big Six as well. Speed-wise here, there's plenty of pace. You Make Me Smile. Baller will go forward. Murillo's got the blinkers first time. Thy Kingdom Comes drawn out. And Turnberry and co, there's Irukandji. There's pretty much speed right through this race. Amangiri. I'm going 7, 10, 11, 4. I like Irukandji. I think Bjorn Baker's got him flying. He's a good track specialist, which he gets today. And his last start win, even though it was a benchmark 78, this is a benchmark 88, I just love the way he fought off Juventus late. They gapped the rest of the field. And I think that's the right form line here, because I've got number 10, Juventus, as the danger. He's holding his form this prep. He challenged Irukandji last start. Gets a kilo and a half swing at the weights for a neck defeat. So the mathematicians would tell you he'll turn the tables today. But I like the way Irukandji fought. And I'm just going to back that over the weight swing here. Number 11, Amangiri. She did trial really well, but it was a quiet trial. And even though she did a lot last prep, I just wonder whether a tough 1,400 first up might find her out that last little bit. And number 4, Ranier, obviously third up, ready to peak, and has class right through his form ever since day one. So I'll go 7, 10, 11 and 4 in a terrific final race.
7, 10, 11 and 4. Okay, your value and your best?
Best bet of the day for me is Cosmic Force, race 3, number 1. I've just loved the way he's been trialling for his return, and I've got to have something on him. And I thought the best value on a day where I don't think you'll get a lot of roughies, I think the favourites will dominate all day. Race 2, number 3, Lalika Gold. I think that $8.50 floating around is very generous.
Okay, so the value there. And what about the Paul Joyce Rosehill Quaddie?
Yeah, today we'll be taking a Quaddie for sure. We kick off in the first leg with numbers 9, 10, 2 and 1. The second leg, the Golden Rose, I'm going fairly wide here, 5, 4, 2, 8 and 6. The third leg we're trimming up, the Gloaming Stakes, just numbers 2 and 1. The last race, really competitive way to close off, will go 7, 10, 11, 4 and 8. So 7, 10, 11, 4 and 8 in the last. And we're spot on budget, $20, 10% of the dividend. And wow, what a day. They'll be taking the quaddie, taking a Big Six, betting pretty much in every race and just enjoying the day.
Yeah, it'll be a beauty. And as I say, you'll be on air with Darren Flindell. Immediate analysis of all the stakes races, races 3, right through to the Gloaming, race 8. We'll hear from you then, Paul.
Sure, we're looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Paul Joyce with his preview of Rose Hill. Leave us with a jockey's challenge, Hurls.
Yeah, it's a good market today because the favourite's at $4, and that's James McDonald. Tommy Berry at $4.20. We go to Kieran McAvoy at $5.50. Timmy Clark at $6. $7 for the any other jockey option. Jason Collard at $12. $10. Brent Navdala and Nash Rewilla at $14. Just a reminder that races 1 to 6 at Rose Hill and Doomben today run second or third, and you'll get a bonus bet back up to $50. And that applies for all races if you're in a TAB venue, either a pub club or a TAB agency, and you just select in venue mode on your TAB app, and bang, you'll be the recipient of that. Odds and evens available for New South Wales TAB customers across all three codes, and the first two across the line, will they be odds, evens, or split?
Yep, exactly. And the big four, first four, Golden Rose projected to get to $500,000. Have a good day, Hurls.
Yeah, you too, Andrew. Thank you.